Welcome to this week's Bromsgrove and Droitwich podcast. And now first we're going to go over to Ross, who's got some very special guests who will be telling him all about a breastfeeding support group that's going on in Bromsgrove and Redditch.
This week I am delighted to be joined with, let me get these names right, we've got Ali and we've got Jody and we've got baby Alice, because we're breaking new ground here on the podcast. Hello there, Alice. We're breaking new ground on the podcast because we're doing a little story on breast buddies. Welcome to the studio, ladies.
Thank you. Hiya.
And not only that, but we've got Annie here, who's a budding reporter, Annie Lucas. She's from Bromsgrove. Breast buddies is Redditch and Bromsgrove, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It is indeed. Thank you very much. Right. Well, Ali, you're the coordinator, you're a volunteer coordinator with Breast Buddies. Do you want to tell me a little bit about what it's all around?
I do. I am the peer support and volunteer coordinator for the parenting and community team. We provide as a service support to families for the 0 to 19s. And obviously the Breast Buddies is around the babies and providing support with our volunteers down at the Holly Trees and Pear Trees centres for mums to be and for mums with their breastfeeding journey.
Okay, and I gather that, I mean, that there's lots of ways of raising a baby. Why push breastfeeding?
Okay, so breastfeeding, breast milk is perfectly designed for your baby. It protects baby from infections and diseases, and also provides the mum also with protection against, you know, for health benefits too. The breast milk is available on tap at the right temperature when needed, and it does also help to build that sort of strong emotional bond with mum too.
Well, it's natural, isn't it?
It is natural. We're there to support, you know, for obviously mums have their own sort of ideas about how they want to feed their baby, but we're there with all the support needed for those mums who choose that breastfeeding option.
Okay, and we're joined by Jodie, who's got little Alice in her hands, who I gather she's one on Monday, isn't she?
Yes, she's one on Monday.
She's one on Monday. Now tell me, you're a volunteer with Breast Buddies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And what's so good about breastfeeding?
Breastfeeding is naturally genetically designed to be digested by our babies. And also for me personally, I struggled with PTSD after having my son when I had my eldest, I had PTSD from his birth. And I suffered with postnatal depression with both of my babies. And I found breastfeeding actually helped me with the bond with my babies from postnatal depression. So
it had a dual function there.
Yes. So it helped all the mental side of things as well as the physical benefits of breastfeeding.
Ah, that's fantastic. Now, you're in Bromsgrove and Redditch. Where do you meet in the two towns?
So in Redditch, down at Holly Tree Centre, and in Bromsgrove at Pear Tree Centre. All the groups run from 10 till 11:30 every week.
And what do you do? How do you get involved? What happens?
So mums can just turn up. They will be made most welcome. It's a relaxed, informal group. We've got toys out, some nice relaxing music going. The breastfeeding peer support workers are also there along with the volunteers. So there's always somebody to chat with. And it's a social thing. People like to go and have a chat. Some of the mums make a bit of cake and flapjack and
so it's a bit of a social then.
A nice little social with a cup of squash to go with it, yeah.
I think that's important as well to know that it's not just if you're struggling with breastfeeding. Like, come along, come and see us, get to know people. It's nice to make friends, especially with other mums that have got children of the same age, and you can meet up outside of the groups and, you know, you're making yourself a little group of people that all feel the same and know what you're going through.
Yeah, I guess you all support each other.
Very, yeah, definitely. Yeah, very much so. It is all about the peer support, and you know, in terms of why the group has been set up and why we have the peer supporters is because evidence has shown, has proven that the peer support is effective to help mums with their breastfeeding journey, for them to, you know, initially start that breastfeeding, but to also carry on with the breastfeeding if they wish to choose, you know, if they choose to do so.
Yeah, how long can women breastfeed for? I mean, you have to excuse me, I'm a complete amateur in all this. I mean,
NHS guidelines recommend 2 and beyond, so to 2 years and beyond. Natural weaning age of a breastfed baby is between 5 and 7 years.
My goodness.
So it's totally mum and baby dependent and what suits the needs of the child and the mother.
And it's all about choice as well.
Oh,
it
definitely. We always go with informed is best. Making an informed decision that suits your family is what's important.
Yeah. And the peer supporters have been trained with the infant feeding coordinator from the Worcestershire Health and Care Trust. So part of the training and sort of the ongoing supervisions all covers these aspects. It is about providing all the information needed and the support and guidance. So it's completely led by mum. So there is, you know, no pressure. Whatever they want to do, whatever they want, however they want their breastfeeding journey to be, then there's support there for them.
That's fantastic. So, this seems to me to be a kind of a move towards breastfeeding in the last few years. You know, there's a kind of recognition that that, you know, it is the way forward, really, that, you know, perhaps we should be doing more of it, you ladies, anyway.
I mean, obviously, we would always like the breastfeeding rates to increase, and with our peer supporters, we have seen in Worcestershire that the rates have increased, and that's what we would hope, that with our groups and our lovely peer supporters available in Redditch and Bromsgrove, that will be the way things will continue. And it is Worcestershire-wide, so there are breast buddy groups across the whole sort of the county as well in trying to improve our rates.
Okay, and if anybody wants to find out more, obviously they can just turn up on the day at in Holly Trees, and it's Pear Tree, isn't it?
Pear Trees.
But if they want to, is there any information online, or can people do a bit of research before they come to you?
Yeah. All the information about the groups and what to expect at the groups is available with the parenting and community team website.
Okay.
So, and that's on the sort of the Redditch Borough Council.
That's on Redditch Borough Council and Bromsgrove District Council, isn't
Worcestershire County Council wide as well.
Yeah. So it's quite easy to.
To search Breast Buddies Redditch and Bromsgrove.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, I can see our sound engineer Ian is having great fun with Alice there. She's got a smile on her face.
She's chatting up a storm. She wants to be involved in the interview.
You're going to do a bit on the news. Help Ross out.
Yeah, I think she is. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in. I hope you're going to stay around, because we've got a few news items to discuss. But to our listeners in Bromsgrove and Redditch, thank you very much for listening. And don't forget, Breast Buddies, look it up online, Breast Buddies Redditch and Breast Buddies Bromsgrove. It's the place to go. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Bromsgrove Standard Podcast, because you have impeccable taste.
Thanks, Ross. That was great. Let's have a look at some other news now that's been happening across Bromsgrove and Droitwich. First, we're going to go to a Worcester story, really, and Oscar Saxelby-Lee. A couple of weeks ago, we put in an appeal for stem cells. We wanted someone to... First, there was a couple of stem cell match sessions held in Worcester where thousands of people attended, because Oscar Saxelby-Lee has an aggressive form of leukemia. And if he didn't get a transplant within 3 months... then it did not look good for him at all. But we're pleased to say, following the stem cell sessions in Bromsgrove and Worcester, there have now been 3 matches, which is quite incredible, because it's quite
That's fantastic news.
It is fantastic news. And it was always it's one of them stories that you do in this job, where it's always in the back of your mind. Once you've done it, you think you'll be working on other things, and then you'll always be thinking, I wonder if anyone's matched Oscar yet. And
you have stories in it, there's never a follow-up.
We are guilty of that. It's one of the things. Every time I go to meetings and things, people say that to me. They say, how come you never follow up your stories once you've done them? And it's purely because very often we get more appeals coming and more stories coming, and then eventually...
You're rehearsing for your stand-ups as well, aren't you?
I've done them for a while. Not enough hours in the day, So, the Parkside one in Bromsgrove was organised by Sarah Savage, and she did that, and that had a good response. That was one of our best read stories on the website, which is why I've decided to lead with that today. Also, Oscar's mum, she posted on the Facebook page, it's been an emotional roller coaster journey of heartache and dread. She's now feeling relief and positivity, and she wants to help Oscar kick cancer's butt. So I think that echoes the sentiments of all of us. So good luck, Oscar, with that. If you want to follow Oscar's progress, it's facebook.com/handinhandforoscar. And you can follow his progress there.
Trist, you have somebody with you today. Who's this?
I do. I've got Annie from Bromsgrove, and she's on work experience.
Hello, Annie.
Hi.
Shout.
Shout.
Hi.
So she's from Durham.
Are
University.
You a vegetarian?
I'm not, no.
Oh, aren't you? Oh, all the people your age seem to be vegetarians these days.
Not that he's stereotyping or nothing.
No, not at all, no.
Sometimes we have a lot of business stories coming, and we do put them on the sales features occasionally and things, and get them in where we can. And we've had two really well responded to business stories this week. We've had the new inn in Bourne Heath, the country pub. It's going to get a £350,000 revamp and 15 new jobs created, and we revealed that this week. So that'll be opening in time for the Maybank holiday. So I know what you're going to say.
You'll get used to this. Every story's got a pub in it, something to do with a pub or eating. Have you noticed? You just listen on.
So there we are. So we're not going to go for it. So Chad Hudson and Sarah Price are the new landlords or licensees. So good luck to them.
Free pint there, is it?
It might be a free pint.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I haven't contacted him yet. They came through a PR agency. And Lisa Turner as well, we got to mention. She started making handmade soap 2 years ago, and it was her hobby. She enjoyed it, so she turned it into a business. And the business is called The Wrinkly Elephant, which maybe we'll have to get her on a future podcast to ask her about that.
The name alone, you mean?
It's now won an award. And don't they say, Ian, they say that if you find a job you love, you never have to work a day again in your life.
Absolutely.
So that's it. And I'm sure you feel that about your job.
This is my life.
It's good, isn't it?
I love it, yeah. What?
It's good. I mean, this job, I mean, I go to all these events. You're there doing the old producing of these lovely podcasts.
Yeah, you get the free drinks and I get the early mornings trying to put these things together. Yeah. That's fair.
Seems fair enough to me. And there's going to be plenty more in the paper this week. We'll have a bit more of the Great British Spring Clean. We've got a couple more, you know, obviously the election stories are stepping up because we're only 5 weeks away now or 4 weeks away. So we've got all of that, but all that will be available in the paper. Let's have a quick look at sports.
Did he score?
He did, and he scored one, and I'm sure that's what I said last week.
I think you said, you said two.
Did I say two? I thought I said one. Cowley scored. He was on the mark. 2-1 to Didcot Town. 2-1 against Didcot Town, sorry. Cowley and Charlie Dowd scored there. Brilliant news. But we have some bad news because Peterborough have played all their games in hand now, and they're 5 points ahead.
Oh, dear.
With five games to go. So... I think it could be a playoff for Bromsgrove unless they... I mean, I suppose they need to drop points in two of those matches, don't they, really, for Bromsgrove to have any chance. Bromsgrove have got a win.
What would they have taken at the beginning of the season, do you know?
They probably
were. Were they expecting to go up?
I don't think they were expecting to go up. I wouldn't have... We'd have to ask Brendan, but I don't think they would. I think they would have, like, consolidation year because they've had, like, three promotions on the bounce.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But, like, you know, I mean...
I suppose when you get this close, though, it's going to be disappointing.
Oh, yeah, but if they could go up by the playoffs, so second to fifth.
They could go up for winning it. Come on.
Could go up for winning it. Let's not be downhearted.
Yeah.
So they've got Barton Rovers at home tomorrow. They're in 14th. So get yourself down the VG and... and support the Rousers. Droitwich didn't play last weekend. They're in fourth with five games to go, so it's looking playoffs for them as well. They've got Bromyard Town on Saturday in Bromyard Town or in 12. Now, before we go, good luck to those, by the way, Bromsgrove and Droitwich Sporting. Did you see our April Fool this week?
I was just going to ask you if you had one.
Yeah.
Worcester Warriors did with Holloway, didn't they? Neil Holloway. Did you see Ian Holloway?
Ian Holloway. Yeah.
Neil Holloway. Where did that come from?
Yeah. No, well, I was going to do, I was mulling over what I was going to do. Now, I was going to do one about the town twinning, you know, Bromsgrove town twinning, striking up trade deals with their twin towns in Germany and France if it was a no-deal Brexit.
But you've got to be careful, though.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because a lot of the town twinning people are, like, staunch Remainers, and I didn't want to upset anyone, so I shelved that. Although, if they're listening to this now, they're going to say, how could you even think such a thing? So, in the end, I always try and think about things that have happened in the last year or the last couple of months that people have got really, you know, animated about. And the one of them is school parking. Now, we've had a lot of stories about that, about Bromsgrove police saying people should send in pictures of people's cars with the date and time, and they can be used as evidence. Then we had the little parking buddies, the little figures that people have been putting in the spaces,
which didn't work.
So that's, well, no, it has worked in Bromsgrove. It's worked better in Bromsgrove than it did in Redditch. I know in one school in Redditch it didn't work, but it has worked better in Bromsgrove.
Okay.
It's mainly been good for the kids to have selfies with them, but that wasn't the intended purpose, but it's turned out like that. But now ours was, I came up with this idea. It was a campaign group called NOZZ, N-O-Z-Z, which is not on zigzags. And they were going to paint yellow zigzags on cars.
Are they a real thing?
No, this was fictional.
Oh, this was fictional. Yeah, this bit.
It's because people ask me about, do you ever have fake news? And this is the only day we can do it, so we always make the most of it. Although I wasn't going to do anything, to be fair. And then Friday, I got two messages on Facebook going, can't wait to see what you're going to come up with on Monday. And I was like, oh my God. And I was racking my brains over the weekend. And then it was this one, yeah. So they're going to paint yellow zigzags on the cars to highlight these illegal and dangerous parkers, you see. And the strange thing was, they were called the NOZZ group, not on zigzags. And teams of NOZZers would go around and do it. And the best thing that's come out of it was, loads of people have contacted us. It's a very good idea. So,
well, it's a very good idea to go and paint somebody's car.
Well, we don't condone that. I did think that. I said to a lot of people, I said, if one car gets a yellow zigzag on it, I'm going to be up before the beak.
Yeah.
Hopefully don't do that. But people said, it's when I revealed it was, most people got that it was an April Fool anyway. But they all went, shame. I can't believe
this. I bet you had some whinges though, didn't you?
No, we didn't have whinges.
Oh, I bet you did.
We don't have whinges in Bromsgrove.
Yes, you do.
Lovely readers we've got. So that was good, and now that's obviously I'm going to start thinking a bit earlier about next year's, because it was a bit of a stressful back of the head thing.
So for 2 days, that's what you came up with.
No, I think the town twinning one would have been good, but as I said, I didn't want to.
Did I say it was bad?
As much as I love a good.
Did I say that was a bad idea?
As much as a good letters page, I love a good letters page. Mm. I don't want it full of complaints about us. So there we are. So yeah. So that's that. So that's the week that was.
Do you live in Bromsgrove, Anne?
I do, yeah.
Louder.
I do, yeah.
Mm. Louder. You do?
Yeah.
Do you read Tristan's paper?
Yeah, when I'm not at university.
Oh, yes. Where are you? What university are you at?
Currently at Durham.
Louder.
Durham University.
Are you winding you up? He'll pick it up. Durham, what are you studying?
English literature.
Ooh, I say. Ooh, could do with you here.
Funny enough, my youngest is into the Pink Panther at the moment. And because she watches various TV programmes.
Which one? Which
box
Pink
set,
Panther?
You know, the cartoon.
Yeah, but there was one that used to arrive in a pink sports car.
Oh, yeah,
did
yeah,
you
no,
see that?
No. Yeah,
not that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no, it's not that one. But we've been watching loads of episodes, and that just reminds me of that. Durham, 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 Durham. Yeah, anyway, I think we'll leave on that. And that'll take us nicely into Claire, who's got all this week's entertainment news.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Tristan. Once again, we've got some great things to see, do and experience this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Bromsgrove and Droitwich Standards, and these are my top picks for things to do and see this week in the Bromsgrove and Droitwich areas. Starting off on Friday, the 5th of April, we have the Piatti String Quartet happening at the Artrix. This is part of the Bromsgrove concert season, and these guys are the prize winners of various major competitions who are renowned for their diversity, commitment, and passionate interpretations across the spectrum of quartet writing. You can find out all the details at bromsgrove-concerts.org.uk. Also on Friday night, the lovely Emily White will be performing at Number 3A in Bromsgrove. Emily is a local singer-songwriter who has an obvious love of jazz, soul and the quintessential songwriters of the 70s. I love her style and I hope you do too. Also on Friday, we've got David Lane. He'll be performing at the Gardener's Arms in Droitwich. I read this first as David Blaine. I was like, wow, David Blaine is coming to Droitwich. But no, it's David Lane. And apparently he's equally impressive. I haven't actually seen him yet. So if you do, let me know what your reviews are, as they're always welcome and it really helps us out. We do try and see all the acts that we talk about on this podcast, but sometimes we can't see them all. So do let us know and it helps us out for next time. But we do love the Gardener's Arms though, and they always but great acts, so I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time. Moving on to Saturday the 6th of April. Who likes getting up super early on a Saturday? I certainly don't, but I may just make an exception for this, as it's the Dawn Chorus Walk at Hanbury Hall. Starting at 6:30 a.m., yes, I said 6:30 a.m, we will join the RSPB expert, Garth Lowe, for an early morning walk around Hanbury's stunning garden and discover the many songbirds that make it their home. Garth is a very knowledgeable chap and it'll be well worth getting up so early, they tell me. I'll let you know. Then after that, if you're still feeling energetic, get yourself over to Selwarp in Droitwich for Churchfield's Farm's 5K Trail Run. All the details of that are on the Churchfield Farm website, which is churchfields-farm.co.uk. Then after that, there's a fun day planned at Avoncroft with their Medieval New Year and the War of the Roses Federation. This is a special reenactment event where historical reenactors from the War of the Roses Federation will be hosting their traditional New Year celebrations at Avoncroft. Did you know that in medieval times, New Year wasn't actually celebrated in January, but was genuinely celebrated on either the Feast of the Annunciation, which was the 25th of March, or at Easter, so they're hedging their bets a bit by celebrating in between the two. But visitors can enjoy strolling around the grounds and visit the medieval living history camps as they mark the occasion. It all starts at 10:30 a.m. and the details are on the Avoncroft Museum website. And if you love it on the Saturday, you can go back and relive it all again on the Sunday, as the event will also be running on the Sunday. But moving back to Saturday afternoon, Bromsgrove Sporting Football Club, they'll be taking on the Barton Rovers at the Victoria Ground at 3 p.m. Go along and support our boys. Then on Saturday evening, the Counterfeit 70s will be at the Artrix, which sound like a great show, featuring the music of Slade, T-Rex, the Bay City Rollers and many, many more. They will take you through a roller coaster ride of the biggest 70s hits. Tickets available from the box office for that, 01527 577 330. And we're not finished there on Saturday night. We also have Common People, who will be performing at the Hot Pole Inn in Bromsgrove. We love the new management at the Hot Pole, by the way. They're finding some great bands and really supporting local talent. Do pay them a visit there. They also run a really fun quiz night, which I want to go to soon. I think it's on a Tuesday night, but let me check that for you. I'll get back to you next week. Moving on to Sunday, the 7th of April. Who wants to try canal boating for free? I know I do. Well, now is our chance, because the Canal and River Trust are offering people the chance to try canal boating for absolutely free in Tardybig and also Alvechurch on Sunday, the 7th of April. Give them a call on 01527 873 898 if you fancy going along, and hopefully I'll see you there and we'll learn how to canal boat together. Also on Sunday, the Bromsgrove Court Leet have a bread tasting ceremony happening at Avoncroft Museum. This sounds very interesting. This is the Bromsgrove Court Leet who will be reenacting a traditional bread tasting ceremony for the very first time. Apparently in medieval times, the jury of the Court Leet ensured that the products of the town and district were fit for consumption by the local people. similar to the trading standards offices of today. And our master miller will be showing off Avoncroft's very own milling facilities, followed by the tasting of bread made from Avoncroft's own flour and baked in the toll house. So go and witness this traditional medieval ceremony. It sounds really interesting, doesn't it? All the details are on Avoncroft's website, and hopefully we'll see you there. Then finally, our last pick of the week is on Thursday, the 11th of April, and it's the Lindisfarne story happening at the Artrix. When Lindisfarne exploded onto the UK music scene in the 70s, they became the standard bearers for acoustic based rock music. Former group members Billy Mitchell and Ray Laidlaw, they tell the story in this show of the Lindisfarne story from the very beginning, featuring acoustic versions of all their classic songs and behind-the-scenes secret stories, all illustrated with archive video and stills, etc. If you're a fan of them and rock in general or music of the 60s and 70s, then this show is for you. You can find out more on their website, lindisfarnestory.co.uk. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call, and we'll help you publicise it to all the readers of our paper, listeners of this podcast, and we'll also pop you on our social media channels. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.
Thank you ever so much for tuning in to this week's Bromsgrove and Droitwich Standard. Remember, you can get daily web updates on our websites, bromsgrovestandard.co.uk and droitwichstandard.co.uk. You can also contact us through those. If you've got anything you want to discuss on the podcast, anything you think should be featured, or anything you think should be featured on our websites or in the paper. In the meantime, have a great week, and we'll see you next week.